The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
A new poll from the University of Mary Washington shows former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie leading the pack of potential GOP candidates for governor next year. But Stephen Farnsworth at the university's Center for Leadership and Media Studies says it's not a commanding lead.
When you look at the Republican field, they're all basically in the mid-30s. That means that there's a lot of uncertainty about how those candidates might do a year from now.
State Senator Frank Wagner came in second place, and Congressman Rob Whitman was third. Trailing the pack was Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart, who is leading the Trump campaign in Virginia. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says Stewart may have more name recognition than other candidates, but that's not necessarily helping him.
One could have higher name recognition, such as a Corey Stewart, but that higher name recognition actually informs a set of voters who say they won't vote for him because they don't like his positions.
Last month, Republicans decided to use a statewide primary, not a convention, to select their candidate for governor. That means voters will get to choose the party's candidate instead of a collection of party insiders. I'm Michael Pope.